Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. One of the thoughts that came in my mind the other day is just the number of people that do not live from an intention. And when I say live from intention, I'm talking about having an idea of the direction of where you want your life to go. And for me, it happened to me about 20 years ago where I started to really take inventory of where I was and then make some decisions about where I wanted to be. And then from there, I started to put some things in place to help drive the outcome that I wanted. And as I said, most people in life just accept what comes their way. And all of a sudden, they become the victim of the circumstance that they're in. But by becoming the victim, you relinquish the control that you have, and you just accept what happens in life. So wherever it takes you, you can blame other people, you can blame certain circumstances, but you're not looking inside and blaming yourself and looking at yourself and saying, I have the ability to control the direction of my life. And living from intention is deciding on what you want or an idea of what you want before you go and start to move in that direction. And not letting life just take you where it wants to go and not letting circumstances external to you dictate where you go. It's living from that point of intention where you decide where you want to go. Now, can you go in the exact direction you want? Of course not. But what you can do is you can direct yourself and you can have an idea of where you want to go and you can strive for it. And it's not unlike getting in your car. When you get in your car, you have an idea of where you want to go. You don't just get in your car and start driving aimlessly. You start driving with an intention or an outcome of where you want. So it's the same. It should be the same thing in life. Let's start to think about what we want in our lives and what we want our lives to look like, and then start moving in those directions. That's really what's important, and that's how you get there. And it's not an acceptance of what is, right? In the moment, it might be, but once you accept what is, then you can start to think about, okay, what direction do I want to go now? What do I want to bring into my life right now? What kind of lifestyle do I want to have? And now you can start to put some things in place by setting your intentions, aligning your emotions, your thoughts, your feelings, and your ideals to those things, surrounding yourself with things that will remind you and draw you to where you want to go and what you want to become. And all of a sudden, it starts to work. Again, it's not going to be exactly what you intended, but you're going to get something. You're going to get something close. You may even get something better. But at the end of the day, just having that idea in mind and working towards that outcome is going to get you closer to where you want to be and dramatically improve your life. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher. And if you haven't yet subscribed yourself, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, I would really appreciate that. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to go a little bit deeper on this idea of setting an intention and setting and living your life from intentions. But for today, I just want you to think about, again, what you want your life to be, and are you acting and moving in the direction of where you want it to go? And are you being proactive in terms of how you want things to turn out in your life? Stop accepting what is. Okay. Stop being the victim of what's happening around you and start looking at where you want to go. Focus on the outcome, set goals, and move in the direction you want to go.